AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Boulay Cat Podcast, special guest in here, Doughboy.
Oh, really?
What's up, man?
What's going on, bros?
Chilling. I see you. You got the. Are you an Ohio State guy? Are you a Buckeye fan?
Yeah, for sure. Always.
You know, I know that's Columbus. You're from Cleveland. I don't know what's the like.
Yeah, I love everything in Ohio.
Which was except the Bengals. Everything in Ohio, right?
I like them too, though.
Really?
Like them too. When they're not playing against us.
I was gonna say. I always wonder, like,
when they went to the Super Bowl, I was rooting for them. I was happy.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Speaking of that, man, let's talk about your Browns, man. How are we feeling? A very good season considering everything that. Uh-huh. Went wrong.
Like our whole team got hurt. Like literally our
whole
team.
Offense.
It's crazy.
Miles Garrett just won defensive player of the year.
Defense started getting hurt too.
Yeah.
Miles ended up getting hurt too.
Are you pretty tied in with the Browns guys? Like are you friends with any of those guys?
Yeah, they're my dogs. Like especially me and like Watson. We like this though. That's my dog. Cedric Tillman.
You guys ever go to get massages together?
Nah, come on, man. Don't start.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Deshaun is a... Hey, listen, man. Shout out to everybody out there getting tugged off. It's all right. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be against the law. With that being said, how did you guys become friends, you and Deshaun? Because he's only been on the team for, what, a couple years now?
Yeah, as soon as he got on the team, I reached out to him like, welcome to the, you know,
right.
Need anything in the city, let me know.
Yeah.
For sure. So I pretty much do that with like, a lot of people that come to the city, like a Cavalier, Donovan Mitchell. Right. Come to the city, you feel me?
Donovan Mitchell's going in.
Yeah,
yo,
for sure.
It's crazy. Evan Mobley and Darius Garland getting hurt was the best thing to happen to the Cavs because it made them play differently.
Crazy, huh?
But I'm saying it made them play differently, and now that they're back, they know how to play now because they ran everything.
They had that run. Once you run everything, like one game.
Yeah. But that was without Mobley and Garland.
Right.
So now they figured it out. So I don't know, man. They might need to try to keep Mitchell. Everybody thinks Mitchell's out.
Why?
Because everyone thinks he's going to try to go to the Knicks.
No,
his deal's up.
No, he's not.
Oh, we'll see, man.
No, he ain't going to go nowhere. I hope not.
It's crazy because when I was a kid, Cleveland's representation was Bone Thugs. And I know you got music with Crazy and Busy. Because I know you're like generations past them and maybe their peak. Because I don't know how old you are. I don't want to age you.
I'm 29.
Okay, so I'm 36. So you probably remember a little bit of the tail end of like the peak Bone years.
Yeah, I really don't know too much about it like that.
But it was dope to see you guys work together. It was a couple years ago. Was there any sort of like... when I think of Midwest rap back in the day in the 90s, it was a lot of harmony shit. Kind of like your new singles, a lot of harmony shit.
Yeah.
it was like the Chicago shit. There was like Do or Die and Crucial Conflict, and then there was Cleveland. You had Bone Thugs and Harmony. Were you influenced by any of that growing up, or did you not really tune in?
I'm not gonna really say I was influenced by Bone Thugs and Harmony growing up. I was more so influenced by that type of like melodic music. I like stuff like 50 Cent, 21 Questions,
yeah,
stuff like that type of melodic music, even like Nelly and all that.
Of course.
That was, yeah, that was the type of shit I was fucking with.
For sure. Did you ever fuck with Ray Cash?
Oh, Ray Cool, yeah, hell yeah, hell
he
yeah.
He had Bumping My Music shit. His album was fucking hard. Cash on Delivery?
He used to be on my hood. He'd be fucking with my hood.
He had like, I only knew one album of his. It was Cash on Delivery, and that shit was crazy.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I just feel like Cleveland is like, it's dope to see like, you know, you carrying the torch, because I think of, you know, obviously MGK and yourself, and Cudi is still active, you know what I mean? So
I fuck with Kels.
I love that freestyle y'all did.
That's my nigga.
He's a great guy, man.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's like the same guy. I mean, listen, he dresses a little different from when I first met him, because I'm new to him. I don't think I met him like 2010, 2011. So he's on his rock star shit for sure, but like he's the same dude. He's super humble. And he's
I tell niggas all the time though, like I ain't got nothing but to say all positive stuff about Kels. Like he a solid dude for real though. Like we look at him like my whole hood, my whole gang, everybody we fuck with him. Like we love him though, cause he really came up. He used to be around like back in the day though. Like and he ain't going. I'm telling niggas all the time. Like y'all think that white boy really fire for real? He'll whoop your ass though.
For sure.
I tell motherfuckers like all right.
Yep.
I fuck with him. He stand on business.
And he's kind of staying the same throughout all the success. Like every time I talk, I'm like, he's just the same guy. Never got weird. And at any given time, we'll pop out and show y'all and remind everybody that he could rap.
I could rap like a motherfucker, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. This new single you got going crazy. I was telling you before the cameras were on.
I think you were saying, though, you said me, Kels, and Cudi. You like Cudi?
Yeah, I mean, Cudi's, you know, Cudi's Cudi. You're not a big Cudi guy?
I don't know that nigga.
You never talked to him, never met him, nothing?
I don't know that nigga.
So you think
don't none of us know that nigga actually? Not nobody I know in the city know that nigga.
So, because the thing about Cudi is, I feel like he's kind of like the Eminem of Cleveland. Because all the Detroit like new guys be like, no. Let me explain. Let me finish my statement. Because all the new guys in Detroit be like, we don't see Eminem nowhere. He don't co-sign none of us. Is that kind of how y'all feel about Cudi? Like Cudi's kind of looked at as one of those guys. But does he not necessarily, you know?
Yeah, it's just like I said, we don't know him. Like he don't. At the end of the day, I don't know. I can't tell you nothing about him for real. Like I mean, I know a couple of his songs and shit. But and it'd be like that is somebody that I would like to fuck with. We all would. You feel me? But it's just he never was just there. Like he didn't never want to connect with the city. And at the end of the day, that's cool though, because that's your business and you ain't obligated to do nothing.
Right.
So, but it's just
Would you ever work with him if he reached out?
Would I work with him?
I'm just fucking Kid Cudi.
I don't know.
He's a fucking legend. He did have a lot. The thing about Cudi is Cudi.
I had to ask somebody what they think about that.
Cudi has a lot of influence over a lot. I mean, a lot of he influenced Kanye a lot. You know what I'm saying? With 808s and Heartbreaks.
I have wanted to work with him before. Yeah. Though. I have, but it just be like when it get to a certain point, it'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, he helped with like King Chip back in the day. He was from Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, he did that. Oh, he did do that. He did that. How long ago was that? 10 years ago?
At least. I think it's been about 10. What is it? 2024? Yeah, it's
probably longer than that.
No, it's probably like 15. Well. A Kid Named Cudi was 2007, 6. It's been a while. Jesus, is A Kid Named Cudi about to be 20 years old? Fuck my life. I'm getting old, dude. Because I think 808s and Heartbreaks was 08.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking up there. Yeah, well, listen, man. I hope you guys end up working together. He is a legend. He is from your city, but maybe he doesn't. I don't know, man. I don't, you know. You would know better than me. Whether or not that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible at the end of the day. It's not, because it ain't no problem.
Right.
So ain't no telling. It depends on how I feel one day. I don't know. You never know.
Right. For you, like I was telling you, this song, I didn't realize this was your song, the song that's in this Apple commercial. Because I heard it. I heard the song a bunch. And so when the homie from Epic sent it over. Sylvan, shout out to Sylvan. He sent it to me, and I pressed play. And I was like, oh, I heard this record. I didn't know this was Doughboy.
Yeah.
So
I feel like everybody heard the song before.
Yeah.
In some kind of way. Like, you heard it before. But like you said, everybody didn't connect the dots yet. That is me. New people found out every single day.
Yeah.
And they'd be so surprised by it. Like,
so for you, like, to have one of these kind of like quote unquote viral records, because you've had a lot of big records. Like, people could check the scoreboard on your streams and shit, but like,
sure,
this feels like a record that has some real legs that could be like a mainstream hit.
Yeah, for sure.
What's that? It's a new feeling for you. What's that like?
Yeah, I've been out here just like overgrind right now. Like, I'm back happy again. I'm back, like, in this good space. Like, I'm in a good space.
You've also lost a lot of weight. You look smaller. Are you like fucking?
I've been back on my shit. I've been in the gym and everything.
Eating better?
Yeah, I barely be eating. Right. Yeah, so yeah, for sure.
What would you cut out? Did you cut anything out, or like, you just eating less?
Yeah, I eat. Wait, there's less portion. Like, my portion's smaller. Yeah.
So easy.
And I don't eat like bullshit no more. Like, I don't eat fried foods and shit like that. Like, I will here and there.
Right.
But for the most part, I like to eat shit like hibachi. That's not really bad. It's rice and shrimp.
Right.
That's not really.
Depends on how much garlic butter you put on that shit.
Yeah, I don't really do. So you feel me? I like eating salmon. See,
if I go to Benihana's, I need extra garlic butter.
I never even tried garlic butter on that.
Really?
No, I never tried it.
You're fucking.
I go
slipping.
Teriyaki.
No, you need to get the garlic butter. It's life changing. I'll go to Benihana's and I'll get a pint of it. Take it home.
I'm gonna try it though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it.
And then I'll put it on everything.
Yeah, but I do feel different about this though.
Yeah.
Cause it's just like, I could just see like the way people is acting off of it. It's different. Like, everybody know I'm turnt. Everybody know that, I'm Doughboy. But it's just different when you do something as big as like Apple, an iPhone commercial. Like, the biggest rappers in the game can't even get this stuff for real. Like, and a person like me, to get it, like, me come from where I come from and shit like that, nobody's seen that coming. And that's one of them things. Niggas just look at it and be like, oh, shit, he did an Apple commercial. He just got that bag. That's all they keep saying. Right. They just know what's going on. Like, they just, you feel me? Because they know what Apple is about. Everybody know. It's an iPhone 15. Like, matter of fact, they just sent me one. Got me a phone for free.
I'm about to say, I hope you didn't pay for the phone.
Nope, they gave me a phone for free.
They need to send you the Apple Vision Pro so you can walk around with them fucking goggles.
Man, they about to give me every product. Watch, don't even worry about it. I need every product.
What were you doing when you found out that, like, I guess the news that you made the Apple commercial? Because that's got to be a cool call to get, or email, or.
It's really crazy because, man, I was in Miami and I was with Southside and shit. We was in the studio. We just been working. And I get a call. Shake called me like, hey, I need you to, I'm about to send this NDA over to you and shit. We got this Apple commercial for you. But I'm like, man, what? Well, I'm so
geeked. You're going to sign an NDA.
I'm so geeked at the time. I ain't even really like, it ain't really registered to me that it was.
Were you on a bender with Southside? A nice Southside bender?
Yeah, man, we geeked up. I wasn't even, that shit hit me off guard like a motherfucker. So it's like, it took me a couple of days to sign and everything. Yeah. Like, I'm like, man, what? And then they like, man, we got to have it ain't even Zoom. They got some private stuff. They like Secret Service or something.
Because they don't want information leaking about their phone and
exactly,
shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it was just crazy though. So that's when I really like, when I got on the call with everybody, and I'm like, oh shit, this shit really happening. And then it was still a situation to where like it was like guaranteed, but it was like 75% guaranteed, because they always could have been like, they could switch
right,
the song
for sure. It's like almost it's almost a sure thing.
Yeah,
for but sure. You never know.
So it was just like, damn. When I cut the records, I'm talking about it was so frustrating for real, like just going through the process, like sending the song, and I had to go back and change one word. They'd be like, say this word like this, say this one word, take this out, put that right there. Like, I had to go back to the studio like 8 times. Like,
oh, that had to be frustrating.
Just to go do a bar.
Right.
Like, not even a whole bar, a word, like one word on it. I'm like, man, this shit getting on my nerves.
Right.
Like, it was getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Those type of opportunities are worth it, because a lot of artists will just be too like big headed. They'd be like, fuck it. You can either take it or not take it. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So smart. So like,
but I'm like, at the end of the day, you gotta thug this shit out. Like, I don't care how tired. And then like, even where I was at in the time where it came, like when I had the recording and stuff, I wasn't even in a rapper mood. Like, I wasn't even, feel me? Nigga was going through some shit. Like, right. I wasn't even trying to really fuck with, I wasn't in the studio or nothing though, but I had to just go force myself to at least go do that though.
That's crazy. Yeah, usually I feel like when that happens, the results aren't great.
Right.
When you force it, you know?
Uh-huh. But it's so crazy. I look at it like, cause I didn't really, it's like I knew the shit was hard as fuck.
Right.
But I didn't really care too much for it, for real.
Like, right.
So it was just one of them things like, okay, I know it's hard, it's gonna do its thing, but I don't really be caring too much about a lot of songs that I do.
Right.
Type shit. But I'd be knowing they'd be hard, but it'd be like, I don't really have expectations, so I don't get let down if it don't meet the expectations. So my label, they telling me like, yo, people in here saying that this the best song you ever made. I'm like, what? Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Man. No, it's not. And they like, no, well,
it's
real.
Also different for you. It's like a different vibe.
But it's so crazy because it's really not. If people, cause I got so many songs out that's like that. But
I'm talking about if you think of like your bigger records.
Yeah,
like
because nobody, like 3M nobody knows.
In LA or the Meek record. It's like, they're no, totally different. Like people who aren't like tapped in with your catalog.
If you're not a real fan, then you don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what killed them though, for real, for real.
That's fire, man. Hey, so you have been lucky enough to work with Southside extensively. You guys, was it 2020 you guys dropped the project together?
Demons R Us came out in 2020.
It was 2020.
Probably was 20.
So he's been on the show and he's kind of dived into some details about his extracurricular activities. Seems like a fun guy to hang with. A fun hang.
That nigga crazy. No, that's real. That's my twin. Like, for real though. Like, that's my, like, that's a nigga I talk to every day and we just talk shit and we.
I'm
like,
curious. Can you give me the wildest night with Southside you've ever had, or like the 10th wildest night? Because maybe you can't share the wildest night.
One of them. What I can't say it. Like one time we was in Atlanta. We was in Magic. Is it Magic?
Overrated hot wings.
We ain't even get no hot wings. We ain't even get none.
Blue Flames are better.
Next thing I know, I'm talking about we in the section, we chilling. Next thing I know, seen the nigga walk in. I'm hip to dude too. The nigga who walked in, niggas don't fuck with him. He walked over there. He trying to plead his case, trying to convince Sizzle like,
hey, what's up, man? Cool. Everything's all good. Yeah.
Nah, Sizzle bombed on his ass. He clapping. I'm like, oh, it's going. Boom.
When you say clap to me, you mean hit him.
Clapping, stumbling. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hit him. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was going to clap when you shot somebody. I'm like, let's not. Let's cut this out. He slapped somebody. Okay.
Sizzle
okay.
Smacked the fuck out his ass.
Yeah. He's hilarious, dude. Down.
Yeah, no, that's my twin. We be
I hope one day
we got a lot of shit.
Like dude, 5 or 6 years from now, Southside is a podcast, because I feel like it would be fucking comedy. Cause he is hilarious.
He crazy as fuck.
So with this new record going crazy, I'm assuming you're already working on the next album.
Yeah, always. Yeah, for sure.
It's always album mode for you.
Yeah, for sure. But actually, this more specific though.
Mm-hmm.
Like this album. Like, I'm just really locking, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, all right, boom, how I want to come, how I want to roll it out, and how I want to do this, that, and you feel me? I don't really even know what type of music I want to put on it, or for real like that. I don't know. They just going to have to wait and see, because you feel me? People think that I'm about to start singing and shit.
Right.
So that's probably what they're expecting, but, you know, I probably ain't going
to
do that.
What was it like for you touring with Griselda?
I love Griselda.
Cause I remember when Westside Gunn said you're one of his favorite rappers, and then I remember seeing you popping up on the Griselda tour. I was like,
Gunn,
oh shit!
Gunn flat out told them people, man, hey man, y'all want me to do this tour? Y'all got to go get Doughboy.
Yeah,
Doughboy has to be on my tour. And then when they reached out to let me know that Gunn said, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm about to rock with it though.
It's such a different crowd, right? It's different.
It's inspiring for real. Mm-hmm. Cause when I just see how turnt them niggas is, like. It's like, damn, bro, they selling shit out, 5,000 cap venues, like,
yeah.
And mind you, they still on some underground shit, like,
yeah.
And they fan base so cultivated, like,
making six figures in merch,
like, man, what exactly though, like,
crazy,
them fans, that's the type of shit a nigga want though, like, you gonna always be good, no matter what, like,
yeah, for sure. If you got that kind of following, like, yeah, no matter what,
do your thing, like, mm-hmm. fuck everybody else. When you get your fans, that all that matter.
Was there anything that you learned from them? And because that's a, you know, it's a, like you said, it's a different, it's almost like a different business model they follow in the rap game. Like, you mean, have yeah. you applied any of that type of shit to yourself?
But, you know, so crazy. They've been getting on they've been going super mainstream on certain stuff too, though. Like, if you see, like, Gunn, he done been on Donda. And,
for sure.
And
I mean, Benny just dropped on Def Jam.
And he come, yeah, they doing their thing. But yeah, they showed me just to focus on you. Like, don't make your own style of music and do you. And nothing else matters.
The rest will fall in line.
For sure.
Did you go to any wrestling events with Gunn at all?
No, I need to. He invited me before. Me and Gunn. One thing me and Gunn did do that was lit, though. It was All-Star Weekend in Cleveland. You know, we went, popped our shit at the yeah. game and shit, though. Yeah, for sure. I'll be fucking with Gunn a lot, though.
Have you ever ran into The Miz or Dolph Ziggler at a Browns game? Both wrestlers. Who? The Miz. They're wrestlers. The Miz and Dolph Ziggler. They're two hardcore Cleveland guys. Okay, no. One day you'll meet two random white dudes that are be like, they'll have field access with you, and then you'll take a picture with them, and then, like, a week later, you'll realize they were wrestlers. And you'll be like, oh, those are the guys Kev were talking about. Yeah. Okay. Talk to me about, you know, for you being a guy who's an Ohio State fan, are you tapped in at all with any of the Columbus shit going on? I got a homie named Doobie who's from out there that's moving.
Yeah, Doobie turnt.
Doobie's hard. Yeah, him and DJ super, Highlight, those super, are my dogs.
Yeah, fuck with Highlight too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super tapped in with Columbus, especially like EKT 40.
Mm-hmm.
And man, Shoot 'em up, MG Sleepy. It's a few niggas out there that's turned to Columbus. Like, all the DJs, like IQ and all them, like, yeah, for sure. I like, what I've been trying to do is, like, we gotta bring, like, I tell them, every Ohio artist from the Trippy Reds to the everybody, like, we gotta push Ohio as one, cause it be segregated.
Right.
Like, Cleveland niggas don't like Columbus niggas. Columbus niggas don't like Cleveland niggas.
And everybody should just be on the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you really see that shit. Like, I really seen how I was when I was in jail. And I see, like, them was like our ops for real. Like, Columbus niggas was our ops. But I fuck with them niggas, though. Even though shit be going on and shit, I fuck with them niggas in jail and shit, too, though.
Just, like, pushing the Ohio line.
Yeah, but it's like, now that I'm out and shit like that, though, I always fucked with them niggas on the streets and shit. But, nigga, we gotta rock together, because I don't even, like, of course I'm put on for Cleveland, but that's why I say Ohio a lot too, like,
yeah,
feel me? Because I want y'all to feel like y'all a part of this shit too. This shit ain't just about Cleveland. Nigga, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so, nigga, we stronger together, so fuck it.
Do you guys hate the Steelers or the Ravens more? Because the Ravens are just, like, they kind of, the Baltimore the took Steelers, the franchise.
The Steelers.
Yeah, but the Ravens wouldn't exist because they stole a team from Cleveland.
Yeah, but it's like, I feel like the Steelers hate is just different.
It's
like,
different.
It's different.
Yeah.
And then especially, I fuck with the Ravens, though. Because like
fucking 6-9 Lamar, game always.
That's my nigga.
When it's Steelers versus Browns, I feel like it's always like 6-9 or like fucking 7-13 or something. Yeah. It's just an ugly-ass game.
Be a dog fight. So,
when you were coming up and LeBron left to go to Miami, how heartbreaking was that for you?
I was mad as fuck.
Were you ready to, like burn the jersey mad or not that
yep.
mad? Yeah.
Uh-huh, for sure. That was like one of the saddest moments in Cleveland history. That was sad.
I can imagine, dude.
But it's so crazy, though. I still was always a LeBron fan, though. Wherever he go, I'm going, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of them type of things. My favorite team is going to always be whatever team he on type shit. So it's always been like that, though, even when I was mad.
So you're like,
I got over it.
It's like Cavaliers and Lakers right now for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
LeBron gets traded to the Thunder tomorrow. It's Cavaliers and Thunder.
Yep.
Shout out to LeBron.
Exactly. That's my dog. You see what he did to me on Madden?
I didn't. No.
I played him on Madden and shit. He blew me out with the Jaguars. Like,
he was the Jaguars? And who were you?
He picked the Jaguars. I had the Browns. Did I have the Browns? Yeah, I had the Browns. And he had like 50 points. He blew me out. And they was making fun of me. You know, he had got on the internet, started talking shit. He's like, yeah, I just blew Doughboy out. Oh, really? And then we had a whole other thing. Yeah,
he whipped my ass, though. Who would have thought LeBron had such skills that matter.
Man, he cold.
With like, the Jaguars, nonetheless? He
did me so dirty on there. It's a clip, nigga. The Jaguars took it and put it on their page. Like, they posted it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they posted it.
Isn't he a Cowboys fan? I feel like he's a Cowboys fan, LeBron.
I think he is a Cowboys fan.
I feel like he's very like.
I think he might.
He's
he
like
might,
Lil Wayne. I feel like his teams though. Change a lot.
I think he fuck with everybody though. Yeah. He fuck with
You think he's gonna end up coming back to Cleveland?
Nah.
You think it's a wrap? Like maybe Dan Gilbert comes and gives Bronny James a contract just to bring Papa back.
That might work.
Hmm. Even if they put him on like you know 15th man on the bench,
yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy.
Did you cry? So. Did you cry when you guys won that finals?
Can you do that?
2016, best ring ever won. I always say it's the best ring ever won. See, like I got LeBron up there. I got a Cavaliers toy right there.
Oh yeah,
LeBron's my favorite player.
Yeah, but I was happy as fuck.
I almost cried like
during the parade and shit. Though we was out there. Matter of fact, MGK, Kyrie Irving was kicking it with us. We was mobbing though. They was outside. It was a man. That was one of the funnest times. Like Cleveland was
till I die is just playing at all. Bitch, I'm from the land till I die. Fuck, that had to be a moment, man.
That shit was crazy.
If the Browns win the Super Bowl, Ohio might explode.
Man, that's what I thought it was gonna be like this year.
No, you didn't think that.
No, I really did. I really believed that we had a.
You had Joe Flacco.
No, but listen though.
Talk to me.
Because especially when the season started.
Season started, maybe.
I'm like, man, oh my god. These niggas really finna be raw, for real. Like, and people be trying to do this Deshaun Watson backlash, but he only lost one game.
No, Deshaun played really good this year.
Yeah, he only lost one game.
People forget, like, and when he came back last year, it was, like, after not playing for a season. So.
Mm-hmm. He's shaking it off. And you always got to understand, too, his main lineman was getting hurt, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing that was killing us. We got Pro Bowl lineman that was getting hurt. Mm. And that plays a big part in the quarterback. You can't really – it's hard, like – if you ain't got nobody to block you, what the fuck? So it's like, shit. He had to work with what he had to work with, though. But I really did believe we had a chance, especially when Flacco did come in. I didn't think I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I had faith in him as soon as they did it from the jump, though. I had faith. I'm like, man, Joe Flacco finna go crazy. I really felt that way. Because at the end of the day.
He went crazy until he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just, at the end of the day, he a quarterback and he talented. He's seasoned and he know how this shit go. He know how to play football. It ain't like he got to be even too athletic or nothing, though. His arm ain't – he can get old, but his arm still going to work the same way.
Yeah.
It's not like he really trying to run or trying to do too much shit. He know how to throw. He know how to do the right shit, though. And only thing is he do throw a lot of interceptions, but a nigga like Tom Brady throw a lot of interceptions.
Not that many.
Man, yes, they do.
Somebody,
but he going to give you 3 touchdowns, though. And he might give you 2 interceptions, but that's because he didn't throw the ball a million times.
Who's your pick for the Super Bowl?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
So the reason I bet a lot of money on the Niners because I follow the lines. And Vegas, I feel like they purposely made the Niners the favorite. And they threw all the money on the Chiefs by doing that. So the Chiefs, like 80%. Of the public money is on the Chiefs.
Right. So you feel like this is why the Niners going.
Yeah. Because the Chiefs should have been favorited. Vegas baited the public in to betting on the Chiefs.
Also, you got to keep Taylor Swift in mind. And Travis Kelce, they whole little thing, man.
I mean, listen, there's nothing the NFL wants more than Taylor Swift on the field at the end of the game hugging Travis Kelce, and it's going to live in... I'm over Taylor. I wish they stopped putting her on fucking TV.
Did you see the the thing where they just posted they just said that I got more screen time on the NFL than Taylor Swift do.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, nah, but it's so crazy because I'm like, damn, that mean a lot because as much as they show her,
they show her a lot.
Yeah, for sure. So that's really a thing. That's crazy.
That commercial's like, going damn. Crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And they really play it multiple times every game, and they do it at the worst moment. Like, nigga, Joe Flacco threw it. Man, he threw that pick.
Goes to commercial break.
They played my commercial. I'm like, oh my god, bro, what the fuck?
CJ Stroud touchdown.
Some bullshit.
Cut the commercials.
Come on. I'm like, oh yeah, y'all on some whole shit, man. That's some bullshit right there.
Jeez, man.
Parlay be losing. Commercial, come on. God damn, man.
You gamble
man.
A lot?
I got a bad problem.
Me too.
Terrible, bro.
Yeah, me too. With sports or like everything?
Yeah, we know with sports. I got in sports bettings a couple months ago.
That's the best. It's also the worst.
But it's fun, though.
It is when you win.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. And it actually made me sit there and watch football all the way through. Like, yeah. I actually was sitting there watching them games on Sunday. I was looking forward to it. Like,
are you doing you're doing straight bets or parlays? Or?
Yeah. Well, I do parlays. I do play straight sometimes, too, though. I play more so straights when I fuck with basketball.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm in a few different discords and shit like that, so I'll be...
Oh, you're fucking in it.
Yeah, I'm in it. So I'll be seeing, like, what's the play, but... That shit been, man, I'm so bad. Nigga, I've been gambling on fucking tennis and soccer.
Yo, so when...
That shit been winning, though.
When COVID happened and there was no sports and Korean baseball was the first sport to start back up, I was gambling on Korean baseball at like 4 a.m.
Korean baseball, right.
Because it was the only sports in the world. Because remember, all the leagues shut down. So in the middle of COVID, the first like sports that popped back up you could bet on was Korean baseball.
Right.
So I was betting on Korean baseball, and then my wife...
Was you hitting on there?
A little. It was really like a crap. I just needed some action, so I'd like wake up at like 4 a.m, and then my wife's like, why are you up so early? I was like, I'm just watching.
Try to get this shit in.
Watching Korean baseball.
What's up?
She's like, you might have a problem. I've had some rough gambling lows.
Yeah.
But shit, then I feel like I'll hit a ticket, thing. And it'll catch me up.
And it'd be so fluke. Like, you would have...
Super fluke.
7 people on the everybody a hit, and then this nigga just didn't get the little .5.
Or there's like 2 years ago, there was a Jets-Bengals game, and it was when... It was the first game Mike... Remember Mike White from the Jets? He was the backup? This was... Not this season. Was it last season? Anyway, so Bengals were favored by like... I don't know, 7.5 points or something. Third string quarterback. Because the Jets, Flacco went out, and whoever their first guy was. So they're off to some fucking guy who's never played before. So I'm like, oh, the Bengals are on fire. I bet $15,000 on the Bengals. Money.
Oh, yeah.
Mike White, This random motherfucker comes in and has fucking 380 yards, 4 yep. touchdowns.
Yep.
And the Bengals look like dog shit.
So you know who was doing some shit like that? Who got me one time too? Man, what's Tennessee quarterback?
Tannehill?
No, it wasn't even Tannehill. It was somebody
Malik
else.
Malik Willis, Will Levis.
Damn, man, I think it was him.
Will Levis.
Yeah, he came in. He was going. That's crazy.
Because he was good in college.
He was fucking shit up. But I sort of got one of my the maddest I've been though. I had the dog FanDuel on. I had went live about they ass like, man. Debo Samuel, it was one game, and he caught a pass. Like, and I got so happy. I was happy, like, oh, shit.
Hurt himself?
He got it. No, he caught the pass, and I had, like, it went to, I put it for, like, 4 catches, and he caught it. But mind you, it was one of them screens.
It was behind the
so
line.
So they originally put it, they marked it, but they took
made
it back.
A carry.
But that all I needed for my parlay to hit, and then they took that motherfucker back. I was mad as fuck.
You know what I realized? The fairest sports book to bet with is actually DraftKings.
DraftKings, yeah, they always just
like because what
account.
They do is like when Aaron Rodgers got hurt or when like a player will get hurt right away,
they avoid them.
They'll void it out.
FanDuel ain't doing
they don't
that
give
shit.
A fuck. They're like, that's all us
for sure.
DraftKings, they're actually like, hey, if you had Aaron Rodgers total yards or any type of touchdown score, or whatever, don't worry about it. He only lasted 4 plays. FanDuel, taking your money, bro.
That shit happened to me a lot this season too. A nigga get hurt and fuck up my parlay. Like, god damn, man.
Yeah, NBA gambling's rough because, like, really, like, I know football.
That's just so unpredictable.
Football, everyone thinks, is like any given Sunday. No, NBA is the most random motherfucking shit. Mm-hmm. It is so random.
Nigga, LeBron would go out there and put up 12 points. You'd be like, man, what? I know LeBron getting 25. 100%, no, LeBron ain't feel like playing today. Like,
it's crazy, man. You've obviously been on Free Bands for a long time. What's it? You know, what's going on with Future? Is there gonna be a compilation or?
You know, that's always a thing. It's just all about timing and shit for real. You know, he just building the label and really just it's really coming to be that time though, because he got the artists to do it now. Like he getting everything he want. You feel me? So it's just like, it didn't make sense previously to do a compilation.
Right.
Like, so now we got niggas like me, Double O. Mm-hmm. Like, You feel me? We already just like, you feel me? He got two artists. We big for real. You still got Scooter. Then yep. We got a lot of new niggas we just signed that's coming up too. Like, you feel me? And we about to go crazy though. Like, it's time to just take this shit over and
what's watch. The
they don't see. They
I was gonna
see.
Ask you, what is the biggest, like, having like him as like your CEO and a friend, of course. What's some of the, we don't hear from Future a lot. He doesn't do a lot of media, doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
What's something, like, one of the biggest things you've learned from him in terms of just how to move in the business, how to move in your personal life?
Like, for real, even what I've been doing lately, like, he just teaches a nigga not to, you gotta keep your moves, like, do everything by the element of surprise. Like, it come out way better, and just don't announce too much of what you're doing or just shit like that. Like, you gotta make it, you feel me, just show them, boom,
let the work speak for itself.
You know, and it's just being to be with him for, man, it been what, 10 years,
yeah,
type shit. Like, I really didn't, man, even the shit I've been recording, man, it's just like, man, this nigga just coming up from watching him, he just inspired me so much. And just being around him, it didn't turn. Even like Way Too Long, if you listen to that shit, I'm on there singing my ass off. Like, mm-hmm. feel me? I know how to, like, I learned how to do melodies in jail. Like, I learned how to, like, be melodic in jail. But just being around him, it really, I know how to go up. Like, yeah, I really get to hitting them vocals. Like, I really can hit that shit.
He's the melody god, for real.
So it's just like, I'm excited to see what people about to think about this new Dope Easy, though. Like, this nigga's finna see. Like, I'm on some other shit. I ain't gonna bet.
Would you, or has there been any discussion of you doing any sort of remix for Way Too Long? Feels like a song that would be pretty sick for a remix.
I'd be thinking about it, but then again, I don't know if I really want to or not. You think I should?
I mean, maybe in like a few months. I feel like it hasn't hit, like, it's like, once you feel like it's hit its peak,
then you do that to make it.
And then maybe, okay, cool. Now we got to throw more gasoline on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, for sure. But one thing for sure, what I need to do, I feel like I'm finna shoot a video to it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you should.
Yeah.
The commercial.
I almost thought about not doing it, though. Just because I was going to just let that rock and let it be what it is.
But I mean, it's going to be on TV all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, too. But I ain't going to say it's going to be on there all the time. Shit, that motherfucker, they're going to stop airing this.
Well, they're going to have iPhone fucking 15S Plus Pro, whatever fuck. They're pushing this goddamn,
you know,
these goggles.
They been got the ads and shit. Like, so it's like, you know. And then especially you not going to say that they didn't expect this to be what it is, but you really can't predict that the commercial was going to do this good.
Right.
This is like their best music. Like, you got to think, I'm going number one on Shazam and shit like that. Like, and it's just showing you.
Because people are on watching.
People,
they're
really,
like, oh shit, what's this?
Like this song. Like, right. So it's just like, I don't think they ever had a song that got this much attention. Like, even from the bigger artists that they even did stuff with, I don't think the song is as memorable as this one. So that played a lot of.
And you got a free iPhone. They should give you 10.
But it's so crazy because I had to go through some hell to get my iPhone.
Really?
I got that motherfucker, though.
They should have sent that shit expeditiously, as T.I. would say.
No, you know, they just got protocols and shit.
Yeah, I need an iPhone. I need a MacBook. I'm going to need them fucking Google or them goggles, whatever the fuck they are, the Vision Pro. Them Vision Pros look crazy. I'm gonna just see what's up with them.
I ain't really tapped in to see what that is.
I've seen some videos of like what it looks like. So it's almost like you're in the Iron Man suit. Like, you ever watch Iron Man? There's just like screens and shit. You could like pin shit. Like, you could have porn playing on one screen. You could have the stocks over here. You could have NBA in the middle. You could like pin stuff on top of like your stove. So like, if there's something cooking, you pin like a timer on over the pot. But you also look ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's just really like, how ridiculous do you want
to
look?
I might have to see what's up with that, though.
I feel like for $3,500, I'm going to wait a little bit.
Oh, that's
know?
How much that motherfucker costs?
Yeah, I'm going to wait until they come down a little. Because I want them
that
to be smaller.
Be amazing.
If they look like some Oakleys or some like, you know, some, them shits is, it looks like you're like,
damn,
in biohazard scuba diving or something.
Yeah, I got to look into that, man. I'm going to ask them for something.
Yeah, I'm really just want to see what the porn's about, to be honest.
Flat out.
Because I did the Oculus porn is solid.
You watch porn a lot?
Not a lot, but any time new technology comes, you gotta first see what's the porn looking like on it. Like the Oculus porn was crazy.
You fuck with Twitter porn?
I don't know if I fuck with Twitter porn.
I don't even go on porn websites no more. Twitter porn, where is it?
I feel like Twitter porn is unavoidable. If you, especially if you follow
right on your timeline.
Yes. And then you'll know which of your friends are sick fucks because whatever they like. Because
motherfucker, yeah, exactly.
It pops up and you'll be like, God. Or Sexy Red's replies on Twitter.
Shit crazy. Jesus. I ain't gonna bap. I don't went to her replies before. Just
like, oh, me too. What's going on? Because it's all, it's like a good commercial for like OnlyFans chicks. Dang. You know, like I would go through and like I remember I saw some chick in Sexy Red's Twitter replies and she was like in the middle of the grocery store and she took a fucking cucumber off the fucking thing and then she put it back. She should go to prison.
Who?
There's just some chick in Sexy Red's Twitter replies.
Are you talking about the cucumber girl?
She was all, she was doing a lot of shit with food.
You probably talking about, I used her for my, for a cover. Jasmine Banks?
I don't know if it was her. Oh, because she was doing a bunch of shit in public at the grocery store though.
She the
wait, you used the how is she the original cucumber girl? She was the first person to use a cucumber?
That's what she went viral for using a cucumber.
So she's like
Trouble and Boosie. She was at a party.
At the party. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. I know who that is.
Yeah.
I remember that. No, not that girl.
Okay.
So you used her.
I used her for my
R.I.P. to Trouble.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there was a cucumber era for about 9 months. It was like, it felt like every bitch was doing cucumber shit.
Yeah.
I feel like they've moved on to other shit. You know what I mean? By the way, wild thing to be known for.
Right.
Like, claim to fame? Yeah, cucumbers at Boozy.
She get busy, though. I ain't gonna bet. She get busy.
You gave it a drive? Nice. Well, listen, man, the new song's going crazy. You're working on the new album. Hopefully, I'm assuming the new album's coming summer, May.
I gotta get it out before the summer, though, for sure.
Yeah, you gotta take advantage of the momentum.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta come fast. I got to
pause.
Yeah, man, I'm on that, though.
He'll be coming fast.
I'm on that.
And the album will be coming soon.
I don't be coming fast, though. I'm just letting y'all know.
Yeah, yo, if you ever... never mind. Everybody should go to BlueChew.com. This is a great part of the interview where we plug our Blue Chew sponsorship. Have you ever had a Blue Chew or a Honey Pack or...
A Blue Chew? No, I don't be needing that. I use Percocets.
That's a problem. So Blue Chews, you don't get withdrawals from, you know? I feel like a perk, you take too much, your legs start to ache when you stop taking them.
Oh, I know.
You need a Blue Chew. Same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Mm. Promo code bootleg. Get a month for free.
I still ain't never even used a honey pack.
Not even a Rhino? Like from the gas station?
No, I don't use that shit. I don't not be needing that shit.
Listen, if you're taking perks, just take a Rhino.
No, perks feel better just in general.
Yeah, but if you take a Rhino,
so it's not even like I was taking perks to do that.
You happen to be on them.
I would be on the perk while
give a honey pack a try, and then you'll wake up in the morning.
But I ain't been doing drugs lately.
The good thing, well, that's good.
Yeah. And I don't even drink liquor like that anymore. You see, I ain't came here with no bottle.
Yeah, I saw you didn't come in here with any bottle. It's water in there.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah. Shout out to all the dick supplements out there. That's how we're going to end the interview, ladies and gentlemen. Doughboy, appreciate you, brother.
There you go, really.
Boom.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.